Hey guys, how are you? Welcome into a Thursday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Perrault. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt, Betting Pros on Twitter at Betting Pros. Always YouTube for the video, Betting Pros YouTube channel, and we're here wherever you get your audio podcasts with the offer from BetMGM, as always, our sponsor for the Daily Juice. $10 to win $150 if you are a new user, new account, you sign up for it, using that promo code JUICE150. If you forget it, it's always above me on YouTube here at BetMGM or BetMGM.com. All right, so we head to Thursday, 0-1 night last night. That was a bad bet. And, well, I did not know that pretty much the whole starting five was going to be out for Houston, but this is kind of the way we're going to have to roll with the news. Now, it wasn't COVID related, but it's just the way things are going this week in the NBA, who's in, who's out. It's very, very difficult. So I'm just sticking with football today. All right. And I had a couple of plays that were given to me that I got into yesterday. I'm thinking if the Anaheim Ducks hold on here on the puck line, it's 3-1 going into the third period, I'll actually have an okay day. But I had the Lakers -2, and I had the puck line. My new co-host gave me that to take Anaheim against the Kraken on the puck line. So I did. So we'll see what happens with that. I don't know if that's going to come in or not, but we'll see how that goes. But if that happens, then I will wind up for the day personally, but not up. I gave those plays out in the Discord channel before the games went off with Lakers -2 and the Anaheim Ducks on the puck line, but officially down the half a unit on the Houston Rockets, who did not cover and got crushed by the Cavaliers. 13 consecutive covers now for the Cleveland Cavaliers. Hello, they are a wagon crushing people. So down a half unit here on a Wednesday ending into a Thursday morning. Okay, I've already given you one unit on this game, Chiefs and the Chargers. Thursday night football, I'm on Chargers money line and I'm on Chargers +3. The number has not moved. It's kind of interesting, right? We haven't seen any movement. Now, we know the most expensive move in the book is either 3 to 2.5 or 3 to 3.5. So not that big of a surprise. The total has gone from 51 up to 52.5. I agree. I think there's going to be scoring in this game. I do think it's going to be an up-tempo football game going back and forth. And I'm just going to fade the general philosophy that the Chiefs are going to win this game. I think the majority of people are taking the Chiefs, laying the 3 points. I know home dogs have not fared very well this year. I know home dogs in primetime have not fared all that well this year. I just think, much like on Monday night, we had a home favorite Monday night, but we had a team in the Rams with their backs against the wall who had to win. I think the same thing is going on here with the Chargers, and I think Justin Herbert's going to have a really big night. So I like Herbert a lot. I like this offense. Now, here are the questions going into this game that definitely have to be paid attention to, and you got to look at who's going to play and who may not. Austin Eckler is questionable with an ankle. Derwin James is questionable with a hamstring. Asante Samuel Jr. is questionable with a concussion. Now, those three are all game time decisions. Now, we know that Willie Gay is not going to play in this game, the star cornerback or the cornerback for the Chiefs due to the death of his brother. No, that Willie Gay is going to be out because of COVID. Sorry, Willie Gay's out for COVID. Chris Jones is out for COVID. And it looks like Andrew Wiley, the offensive guard, is going to be he's questionable with a knee, but he is questionable. And Legarius Sneed, the cornerback, is out. That's who's out for the death of the brother. So Sneed out for the death of his brother. So there are some notable absences here for both teams going into this game. But I'm going to stay away from the Austin Eckler props just because, and in case he's not full strength or not a go here, it would be a pretty big blow. I think the guy plays. Okay, he's a workout maven. He's a physical specimen. I'd be very surprised if Austin Eckler does not play in this really, really big football game. But Derwin James is a pretty big part of the defense as well, in particular against his passing attack. You really hope both those two guys play. The pros might be waiting to find out about Eckler and James. Maybe that's why the number hasn't moved. But I am surprised we haven't seen any movement here. But I'm taking Chargers money line because I don't buy that Chiefs defense. Okay, I'm not buying that Chiefs defense at all. I get the defense for the Chargers isn't that great, but what I'm doing here today, I got one unit in play, Chargers money line at +145 and the Chargers +3 against the Chiefs at -110 for one unit. I'm going to put four player props in play. Never done this before. Okay, I do this on the weekend on Sundays during the live stream. We do four player props, but that's across the entire spectrum of a Sunday. This is one game, but because I hate the NBA right now and I hate the NHL right now and the college basketball slate is disgusting, this is where I'm going to do today to put one more unit in play. And to give you four plays. Okay. So let's start talking here about Clyde Edwards-Helaire. This is a guy who, to me, I have been very impressed. The Chiefs, when they run the football, okay, when they're able to move the ball on the ground, their offense is so much better. And him being out, I think, was a significant deal to me. It was really, really big. So against the Cowboys, 12 carries, 63 yards for CEH. Against the Broncos, 14 carries for 54 yards. And against the Raiders, 10 carries for 37 yards, but he scored two touchdowns. Game was a rout. They didn't need him to run the football. The thing is, the Chargers are absolutely awful at stopping the run. Everybody knows this. They cannot stop the run. They get run on. They are the second to last worst rush defense in the NFL. They give up 140.7 yards per game on the ground, 4.7 yards per rush. That's 29th. It's not good. They get run on 30.2 rushes per game. Teams know they can run on this guy, so they're going to run on this guy as much as possible. In the game back in September, Clyde Edwards-Helaire ran the ball 17 times for 100 yards against this defense. This defense has not gotten better. Okay. In fact, maybe they got a little worse here. I think Clyde Edwards-Helaire gets a huge number of carries. I think he's getting 14, 15, 16 carries. Just go by the average here. The number for Clyde Edwards-Helaire, 56 and a half yards rushing. That is widely available, by the way. That's available. It's available at BetMGM right now. It is available at DraftKings right now, minus 115, minus 110, Clyde Edwards-Helaire over 56 and a half yards rushing is a surprisingly low number for how bad this rush defense is. I don't really understand it, but we're going to jump on it for a quarter unit. CEH over 56 and a half yards rushing for the KC Chiefs tonight on Thursday Night Football. Prop number one. Prop number two. So let's just hypothetically say that we're not going to get Austin Eckler, and Austin Eckler is not going to play. Justin Herbert's rushing total for tonight, his rushing number is 15 and a half. Okay. In games that have been high scoring blowouts for the Chargers, Justin Herbert will run the football when it's an up tempo, lots of possessions, opportunities to run. This team sees their quarterback say, "I'll do it myself if I have to." So last game against the Giants, 4 carries, 19 yards. Against Cincinnati, it was a high scoring game. 1 carry for 6 yards, didn't get it. But against the Denver Broncos, 4 carries, 36 yards. Against Pittsburgh, 9 carries for 90 yards for Justin Herbert. That's incredible. Against Minnesota, 2 carries for 22 yards. In the last 5 games, Justin Herbert has gone over 15 and a half rushing yards. That's his number tonight, 15 and a half rushing yards. I do think this is going to be a high scoring game. I think this is back and forth. I think Justin Herbert's going to tuck the ball, and I think Justin Herbert's going to go to pick up first downs on his own because he has to. In particular, if Austin Eckler is not going to be available for him, I think the Chiefs are going to be very wary and concerned about the running backs in the screen game and Keenan Allen and Mike Williams, who should be good to go. Keenan's back off of the COVID list. So you got his 2-star wideouts there. I think the Chiefs are going to be very, very cognizant of those guys and maybe play some more man-to-man than normal. Turn their backs. Herbert goes. He can get this in one run. Okay. 15 and a half yards. Over 15 and a half yards at minus 120 for Justin Herbert rushing. And by the way, there's a theme here in terms of where we're betting for props. Okay. High scoring game, meaning lots of overs for the props. We're going to correlate that together. So the first prop is Clyde Edwards-Helaire over 56 and a half yards rushing. Second prop is Justin Herbert over 15 and a half yards rushing. And I got two receiving props for you. This is a little bit boring. It's a little bit, I don't know, kind of chalky, but have you guys seen the numbers that these Chargers give up to tight ends? Have you seen what Travis Kelce's number is for tonight? It's 66 and a half yards receiving. I almost did like a double take at this. I was like, wait, what? 66 and a half. Wow, that's really, really low. in particular because of the numbers that we've seen from Travis Kelce this season. Now, last game out and the game before that against the Broncos, he wasn't needed, right? Three catches for 27 yards in both those games, okay? Against the Cowboys, five catches for 74 yards. Against the Raiders, he had eight catches for 119 yards. Some people have speculated that he might be a little bit banged up. But the last time he played the Chargers back in September, Travis Kelce, seven catches for 104 yards. This defense gives up yards. This defense gets thrown on. We know this Chargers defense is better against the pass than they are against the run, but they're still not outstanding. I mean, they're good. If Derwin James is playing, they will be even better. But if he's out, I like this prop even more for Travis Kelce. But this team does well against wideouts, not great against tight ends. Travis Kelce over 66 and a half yards receiving. Don't overthink that. Let's just take Travis Kelce, number one receiving weapon for the KC Chiefs. I know he hasn't been great last couple of weeks, but 74 against the Cowboys, 119 against the Raiders, 68 against the Packers in the three games before the little two game swoon here with the Broncos and the Raiders with three catches for 27 yards in each of those games. I think Kelce has a big game here against in a high flying primetime environment. Kelce over 66 and a half yards receiving. And the last bet here is off the prop bet cheat sheet. All right. The prop bet cheat sheet is projecting Donald Parham to have 30.8 receiving yards tonight against this Chiefs defense. Okay. His number is 10 and a half. Now, you might go, wow, that's crazy. And I do think that projection is a little bit out there to me. However, if you take a look at some of the games that Donald Parham has had, I don't think he's going to go for that many. I don't think he's going for 30, but he has gone for 30. Against the Steelers, he had four catches for 38 yards. Against the Eagles, he had three catches for 39 yards. Against the Chiefs, he had one catch for 19 yards. All right. So here we are, dating back to that game against the Chiefs. 10 and a half is the number. Chiefs over, Raiders over, Browns over, Ravens 10 to 10 and a half. So close. Eagles over, Vikings over, Steelers over, Broncos, Bengals under 5-3, and then Giants last week, 13 yards over. The vast majority of Donald Parham's games so far this year, he's been over 10 and a half yards receiving. He basically needs one catch, right? He needs one second down and eight catch for 12 yards and we get there. Or one red zone touchdown catch and we get there, right? He's a big target. It's a defense that's not great against the pass, like we know, okay? KC is ranked 24th in opposing yards per pass play, 7.1, 26th in overall yards per game, 252, all right? I know I was talking about yesterday, last night, saying let's take the Justin Herbert over passing props, but it's a little bit inflated, and so it's 287 and a half yards for Justin Herbert. I mean, I think he could throw for 300, but you know, I don't know. I mean, it depends on how the game flow goes. And I'm not positive he gets that many yards and they may run the ball more. And so I'm not entirely sure. The props aren't out for Austin Eckler because he's questionable. So if he does wind up playing, let's see what the stat adjustment might be. Maybe that number goes down for Herbert or maybe it goes up. I don't know. But I am more inclined to stay away from the Eckler and the Herbert passing and receiving props because we don't know about him just about yet. I know Parham's playing and I'm going to get a 1-2 catch night from him to go over 10 and a half at minus 115. I just think I'm going to follow the prop bet cheat sheet here on bettingpros.com. And I think there's some real value there. There's some real logic you can get into this here because, I mean, again, that run I just gave you, getting back to the last game against the Chiefs, every game except three of them, and one was 10 to a 10 and a half. So if you just say that was a push, hypothetically, every game but two, he's had double-digit yards receiving for this offense. They think Donald Parham goes for over 10 and a half on the prop bet cheat sheet. They think he goes for 30 tonight. All right, I'll follow it. Donald Parham over 10 and a half receiving yards here at minus 115. All right, all four player props, one quarter unit to go along with the plays coming up here for us tonight. Chargers plus 3, Chargers money line. Okay, two units in play on this one game because I can't stand the other. If this is a low scoring game, I'm going to cry. Like if this is like a 10-7 game, I might be in big trouble, but that's why I'm not doing any time touchdowns. I do think both teams are going to throw the ball a lot and move the ball quite a bit. So, okay. So here, four player props, quarter unit, one unit in play here, as well as the Chargers get bets for this game. Clyde Edwards-Helaire over 56.5 yards rushing. Travis Kelce over 66.5 yards receiving. Justin Herbert over 15.5 yards rushing. Donald Parham over 10.5 yards receiving here at -115. -120 on that Herbert prop. The other two are -110 for us here on a Thursday. I'll be in the Discord channel, bettingpros.com/chat, or the link is underneath me here on YouTube to get in. Let's have some fun watching a Thursday night football game. I'm going to be making some wings and hanging out and drinking and having some good time. So let's hang out in the Discord channel together and let's watch this game and forget that basketball is going on and hockey's being played and just watch some football on a Thursday night. My name is Matt Peralta. Follow me on Twitter @SportsTalkMatt. Each and every morning, it's the Daily Juice Podcast, always being brought to you by BetMGM.